ate with a
spoon.
Did you have anything else to eat with? Like when you had a piece of meat?
You had a fuck with it. As soon as I said you had meat, then when you would get it, you didn't want to play around with it. I remember we had meat at once a week. It was on Sundays. And then as it went along, we started getting it maybe 2-3 times a week. We'd have chicken on Sunday and sweet rolls. It was our biggest meal, but I look forward to Sunday. And it was the bad part if you had company, the kids had to wait to tell everybody else eat. And what they had left, that's what they would eat. It's not like now they feed the kids first. But in the olden time, the kids would come last, the company would eat first. Then the kids would get the leftovers.
What sort of sharp instruments did you have around?
Usually I had a butcher knife. People would make them out of files. Either a blacksmith shop, you go and take you a piece of iron and make you one.
Did men carry?
They carried old Texas Jacks. It wouldn't. No, they are one blade knife. Most of them are switch blades. It's very seldom you would see a man with a knife that had more than one blade.
People carry them with them a lot? People always had in their pocket, they always had what?
Always had
case?
No, it takes a jack. And all you had to do is take the blade bend it like that, it would break. And they were dancing with them too, these guts. I tell you, at that time, about 90% of the men, if you asked them for a knife, they told you they didn't have none. If a fight started, everybody had one.
They all had theirs.
They all had that. But you asked them to borrow one for something, nobody had none. You started up a fight, 90% of them had one.
Had
one of them Texas Jack. You find it on him if you can. He had it stuck somewhere in his sock.
Yeah. Did you keep a lot, or did you keep one or two? Or
me? Yeah. Well, during my time coming up, I always did keep a case. Cause I castrate calves and stuff. That's mostly what I kept it for.
Those are pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah. And that's made it expensive too. And on the farm, you need one. The boss didn't want us to ride horses and that. We had one. Because with one fella, a horse had fell on him, and he got trapped up under the horse. And if he could have cut the gate, he could have got from under him, but he couldn't cut the gate, and the horse fell on him. He smothered. And so he told us he didn't want us riding the horse and that. We had a knife. So everybody on the farm, you pretty much need a knife on the farm, though. You always got something to cut or some adjustment to doing something.
Yeah.
So it pays you to keep a good knife because you never know when you're going.
Farmers have keep good.
Yeah.
Good knives, right?
Yeah. They should. Most of them does. Well, most of them pack these big knives, big two blades in the case. But about 50% of them does bring them big knives with the outside keys.
Yeah. After the dishes are dirty, your wife puts soap on them and washes them, and then she does what?
She dries them.
To get the water off, she...
She dries them.
I mean, to get the soap off, she...
Oh, she takes them and washes the soap off them and rinses them.
Yeah. Okay, and then